Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends. Tonight, Christine, Marie, and Julie talk Easter, the gaffes of the week, going to the bathroom in Japan, and what voice you use matters. I'm Starman Norman, and if you're experiencing some gaffes this week, shake, 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 shake your booty.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends.
It's that time of the week already?
I know. The weeks go by so fast.
I know. And doesn't it seem that time is just hurtling?
Yeah.
Hurtling. Hurtling. I think that's an arcane word.
You know, you've been watching Gaia.com a lot while you've been biking.
Yes.
And it's so interesting because sometimes you go, I've had enough of Gaia because I'm just now to the point where like my mind's blown.
I cannot take any more of the alien invasion and all the conspiracies.
I think they talk about how time does feel like it's accelerating.
And I think it is.
And it feels like it. Mm-hmm. And I know that the older you get.
I mean, I think they can actually prove it.
That even if it's just a split second faster.
Yeah.
You know, and because it just seems like. It's just crazy.
So that's your solution. Like you'll go, hey mom, I got a comedy bit for you. I go, what? You know, you go, oh, time is just hurtling out of control. What's up with that?
Yeah, like that's my tagline. What's up with that? That's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's my comedy.
Julie, that's not a joke.
No, I was watching the last episode of Crashing.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
I know, and I was just saying. And if I would hear our dog barking in the background, but I'm sure a squirrel is in the back somewhere.
Moose and squirrel.
Yeah. But our lead character is in a strip club taken in by Artie Lang. And I can't, Pete Holmes, he's in a strip club and mm-hmm. Artie Lang pays for a lap dance for him because mm-hmm. he's never had a lap dance before. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, he's getting a lap dance and he goes, I can't do it. This is degrading. And she's like, well, for who? Goes, well, for you, it's degrading. He goes, excuse me? What do you do for a living? Well, I'm a comedian. Wait, you're on stage and you shake your little comedic titties out there and, you know, and this is, I'm degraded? He goes, I know comedians.
People throw peanuts on you.
He goes, this
stage?
Other comedian owes me $4,000 still for the services I've done. He goes,
no. Yeah. Oh, that's so good.
And he goes, everyone, their brother has a comedy special. And I just thought, this is where technology has taken us, which is anybody
can be a comedian and have their own special.
And everybody can have a podcast.
We'll need to talk about that. Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. When we talk about things that we've seen over the weekend.
Oh, yes, for sure.
Yeah. So, Julie, who are we on this Easter Sunday?
We're Christine, Marie, and Julie, and we're Life with the Girlfriends. We're both, you're a psychotherapist. I'm a former teacher and a teacher.
And you're a coach.
I'm a coach. We're both coaches.
And we're both Amazon number one best-selling authors.
The Clutterfly Effect. And if you haven't listened to our show before.
Really?
If you haven't. If by some chance you just came across our show.
As my little granddaughter would say, seriously?
We like to, this is like our informal coaching session. I mean, really informal. Like, it's because we want to have a good time.
We put the in and informal.
We really hope that you feel like part of our family, that you get an insight to who we are, and that you kind of like just have a good time for an hour.
That's all we want. We want to, honestly, when we get down to what this little hour is about for us, we call it the Feel Better Now Hour.
Yeah.
We hope that we know that we, 99.9% of the time, feel better after it's over with. Yeah. Like, wow, that really raised our vibration. And from your feedback, we know that you feel better.
Right. And we're not going to be, this is not an hour where we're going to be beating you over the head with coaching techniques.
No.
Sometimes we do at the end, like for, you know, our pillar talk.
Right.
And, you know, the pillars of life. We typically try and pull out information, just like nuggets of fun stuff.
Yeah.
And so like, can make us better.
You may learn something, but you don't feel like you're learning something.
Right.
Like we like to say, we put the fun in dysfunctional.
It's like if we were like a three cup Monty.
And Rick James is funky.
Exactly.
Speaking of that, we should give a quick homage to Charlie Murphy, who passed away this week, who does the Rick James impression.
Well, he doesn't do the Rick James impression, but he's in the piece. That's Chappelle.
Yes.
Dave Chappelle does that.
Yes.
He just plays Charlie Murphy.
Yes.
And you know, died of, I think, of
complications
from leukemia, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, kind of just really touching how, mm-hmm. I mean, just how he you wouldn't have, because his brother was so big.
Right.
But he had a star of his own right.
He
in
was.
The comedy
and
world.
I think that a lot of people appreciated him. Like,
right.
We heard Don Rickles passed away, and there's been so many people who, you know, Jimmy Kimmel, Bob Saget. I mean, just a lot of people, even on our own WGN, Bill
Leff.
I mean, they all have their own stories,
right,
of him. I mean, he was a really one of the good guys,
right? Exactly.
Which is so cool in comedy.
Oh, for sure, for sure. And people are going, "Why are you talking about comedy so much?"
I know
it is. This is not who exactly what we are,
no.
But it kind of is at this moment, only because of my mother. I have given her a challenge.
People know that we're mother and daughter?
I don't know. We're mother and daughter.
That's right.
So you're like, are these? We had somebody write us one time, a person we had coached for a while, and she goes, "I just listened to your podcast, and I don't know. Are you guys writing all this stuff down? Because it just seems like you have, there's no dead time. There's just,
How do you do it?
Years of practice. Years and years of practice. Yeah. We could go for hours.
Yeah. If somebody said, oh, you know, you got to do 2 hours on the, no problem.
Oh, give me a topic. I'm not saying we'll end on that topic. I'll start with a topic and I'll bring it around to that topic.
Because already we have not done one thing. We had crib notes, like maybe we might want to go here.
Exactly.
We were going to talk about Ebola, but screw that.
Yeah.
Talk about comedy.
The plastic, you know, the plastic islands in the middle of all the in the oceans, and there's more than just one now.
Choking the birds.
Yeah, that's not good.
No good.
No.
But let's serious, talk about comedy.
Yeah. I think that's why we've been focusing on comedy a little bit as a hobby for you.
Yes.
Because as we're... And for everybody, you know, we've opened up our new website and go to consciouscommunity.com. You'll right there. You can easily go there and take one of our challenges.
Yes.
We just got that going. We have 21 days to conscious results, and we have 21 days to the Clutterfly Effect principles, and 21 days to self-esteem elevation.
Yeah.
And we have conscious days to conscious, 21 days to conscious sleep.
Your three big dreams.
We have seven different
challenges
there. Go there. And then also what we have is, which is pretty cool, is we're having a webinar coming up soon.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, so we have that. And then we also have, though, because I think right now life seems so serious.
Mm-hmm.
And we know as being coaches, what you focus on expands.
Right.
And so you want to be in the know. And so to balance out...
Yeah, we don't want to keep our head in the sand.
No, so to balance out that seriousness...
Right.
You know, we have our business, which we love, and then we have...
Me.
You, comedy.
I'm studying comedy. And Julie has challenged me to come up with a 7-minute routine, but she's given me a year.
I've given you a year.
Yeah. I have to tell you, a lot of people are sending me jokes. And now, here's the thing, though. You just can't do, like, 7 minutes of jokes. You know, like, hey, why did the chicken cross the road? You know, you just can't do that. I mean, I guess some people do. But, you see, I'm learning. Now, for example, there's it's important in comedy, now this is in general, to be politically incorrect.
Right.
You've got to be able to be able to touch all the sacred cows.
Right.
So I've been trying to do that in front of Julie.
Right.
And I think you've been kind of feeling like awkward. Don't do that, Mom. You know, it's not good for you to say those words and stuff.
Right.
So I don't know, like middle of the afternoon, you come up to me and you go, I got it. I figured this out.
Yes.
I go, what? You go, you can do your politically incorrect comedy, but you have to do it with an accent.
Right.
So I've been trying to develop an accent.
Yes.
Because I don't know. I've been like, cheerio. Hello, governor. So I'm not sure if that sounds like a...
I didn't even say accent. I said just a different voice.
Oh, a different voice.
You don't have
You're
to
have
right. an accent. Just
You're
a
right.
voice.
You did say different voice.
Yeah.
Well, then you'd be like, hey, guys. hello, it's me, it's Christy Marie, and
well,
I'm
going to
tell you some politically incorrect jokes.
I think that what we'll do is when you do your 7 minutes, we won't tape it. We hopefully won't have anybody in the audience that will tape it. I'll just have friends and family. We're thinking big here, audience. I'll have our friends and family come to our house for Christmas or, you know, next Easter.
I think what we call it, what did we call it? Like a punch party.
Yes.
Where people can get as much punch in them as possible.
Yes.
before the routine.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's mostly just for bravery in some sense.
For me to have
yes.
bravery?
Yeah. I don't know. Basically,
but, okay,
it's a nice distraction.
I am going to develop my voice now.
Okay.
So, accents are off the table. Thank God, because I was like, hello, governor. And then I was like, oh, down under. But that sort of sounded like, you know, hey, throw another shrimp on the Barbie.
Yeah.
I don't know.
None of those even are
and
even
then I go,
slightly.
Minnesota.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey there.
Yeah.
Minnesota.
I think she's more talk like you're from Chicago. Chicago.
Yeah. Hey, guys. You know, let's talk about birth control. What's up with that? Is that the voice?
Yeah, sure. That could be the voice.
Yeah.
See, because then you're going, I mean, honestly.
I kind of want to cringe, though, a little bit.
Well, then don't. You'll have to figure it. Luckily, I've given you a year.
Yeah.
It's going to take you that long to figure it out.
To figure the voice out.
Yes.
But if I did, like, if I had, like, four or five voices, then when I'm doing the politically incorrect stuff that kind of makes you want to squirm, I can be more than one person.
Right.
I can actually have a these people can have a conversation, and I'm totally out of it.
Right.
It's like, it ain't me saying this.
Exactly.
It's the, oh, that's right. It's not a voice accent. I was going to say it's the Mexican farm worker.
I got a joke this morning for you. Well, not a joke. It's just a commentary on the day. So I
hey, what's up with that?
Yeah,
it's
no, I
what's up with that?
Well, Doug texted me this morning. I texted him and I said Happy Easter, and he texted me back and he said, you know, if you don't sin today, goes then Jesus died for nothing. And I thought, well, you know what?
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
And that interesting enough, I started laughing because it's like, the terrorists win if I don't sin a day. I got to sin a day. And then, you know, I read it to Dad, and he's talking to me, and he goes, you know, Julie, I've really tried some days to just go, I'm not going to sin at all a day. I'm like, well, what kind of sinner are you?
Yeah, what
you
kind know? Is he doing?
And I'm sure it's like stuff like I get a little overly aggressive while driving, or I'm a little...
Flipped up somebody to bird.
Yeah, something like that. And he goes...
We think with, so.
Yeah, with, he goes, within really a half an hour to an hour, I'm sinning. I'm like, whoa. Either we're really judging ourselves harshly,
yeah,
or you know, what kind of sinner are you, my
yeah,
man?
Exactly.
And since we know from previous times when he's walking to a casino, he just says, "Wait a minute, I'm overwhelmed here.
I'm overwhelmed. They don't even have the bandits to pull down.
Yeah, I don't know what to do.
This I remember one time you went into his truck and there was like a book on boobs, you know, a magazine on
yeah.
boobs, and you called me up right away and told me, and I went. That's not Norm's. I don't know where he got it, but he would never, ever,
right.
ever. I go, what's the price on it? And you went like $7 or I
yeah.
don't know. I go, no, he would not spend that kind of money
right.
on boobs. I'm just so sure.
Yeah, you were sure.
I was 100% positive. Got a hold of him and said, by the way, Julie found a magazine with called Boobs or something. I don't know. Like, and you didn't buy that. You just found that, right? No.
I bought it.
I bought it. I had to spend the night somewhere. I don't know what he had to do. Like, and I was like heartbroken.
Yes.
That's a sin, Norm.
And the funny
That's
part
one
is it wasn't
sins.
About the magazine. It was about the fact that it was.
It was not about the magazine. It was the fact that.
Because you're pretty liberal about that stuff.
I am. But he spent like $7.
Yeah. You're like $7 for this?
Well, also, what else did I say that was the thing that hurt the most? Or, I don't know.
I think during this time we were saving up for something,
mm-hmm.
and you had been really pinching pennies.
Mm-hmm.
This was years ago. You were like really like pinching pennies, and you were like, "Cause you really wanted this." And then you're like, "I'm doing everything over here," and you went and bought a skin mag. Just go on the internet, Norm, like everybody else for free, okay?
I just I could not, you know, that was like.
I'll tell you what.
You got boobs here.
I totally felt so bad.
Yeah, because you felt like you busted.
Oh, him. God, it was horrible. Because it was a big fight you guys had. It was. I just thought, there's something with me going on that was besides this, because it's not you.
And I think it was, it was. I can tell you a little bit more about it if I want to. And it wasn't really
about. You brought this up.
Yeah, but it really wasn't about the money.
No.
But it was, I think it was. To be perfectly honest, you know, there was this girl on the cover, you know, she's like young and, you know,
right.
And like all these guys are like, you know, I don't know how much she made, but it's like, here I am, you know, trying to, you know, make this household, a good household. Everybody can have a good life and trying to do this. And, you know, I'm not sitting here getting Botox.
I'm sure that girl didn't either at that age.
No, but you know, I mean, nobody's doing my nails. You know, I'm doing with my own. You know, it's like.
I understand.
And it was like all this girl did was, you know, have breast implants. And,
right.
And, you know. Getting all this money and stuff. It was something about that.
Oh, interesting.
That's how I remembered it.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what got me. The nerve it struck with you.
Yeah.
Like
she did not work for that.
Right.
But maybe she did. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I don't know either. It's what you call work, I guess. You know, and I certainly, you know, I think about this. There's that one line. I don't even know if it's a line in a movie or if it's Grandma D'Antonio always just say this. It's like, you know, you may not have sex with someone because you're like, oh, I don't do that. And then if the guy goes, well, would you do it for $100? Well, no, I'm not that kind of girl. Would you do it for $1,000? No, $1,000,000? Well, and he goes, well, okay, we figure out what kind of woman you really are. We're just haggling over price. You know, and I always remember that because the truth is the higher the price, you're going, now, it's sort of like, not that I'm different, it's just that money could then benefit a lot more people in my life.
Yeah.
That's really transformative money.
There is
a transaction of goods here.
Yeah.
You know?
Like the girl, I think she's from Yugoslavia or something.
Right.
She's selling her virginity on YouTube or someplace. Yeah. I don't know.
And I remember watching this one, oh God, it was some kind of interview about that bunny shack or bunny ranch in Vegas.
Yes, sure.
And this woman, young girl, I think she was 19 or what, was selling her virginity.
Mm-hmm.
But when you heard her story, you know, her parents' house had burnt down. They're living in like this hotel room, her and her family. And, and you know, and the bid was up to like something like over $100,000.
Yeah. I think it went up to like $400,000.
You know, I like Tim Ferriss because he says, pick the option that gives you more options.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, how? She could get drunk one night and sleep with her high school prom date.
Yeah.
Or she could kind of like have a very, you know, a very secure environment, pick the rules and like make a couple $100,000.
Yeah.
I mean, minus taxes, of course. And you know, but she'll have expenses. So hopefully somebody will write that off for her.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm like, how do you do it? How do you not say, I mean, pick the option that gives you more options.
Right.
If you can be safe about it and if those options can help other people. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. Help your parents.
Yeah.
Lose your virginity.
Yeah.
That's the bumper sticker, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know.
Hence the voice on my comedy.
Except, and then I go, then I feel
it's
a little
okay,
weird
Julie,
because why didn't I think about it when I was losing my virginity? I know why. Because it just would have been too weird. I remember the day I thought about, you had told me, goes, oh, you can sell your eggs.
Yeah.
For like $15,000. I'm like, what? I don't know, some crazy amount. That's probably way too much.
I saw an ad in the magazine.
Yeah.
They were looking for eggs.
And then by the time I looked, my eggs were too old. I'm like, dang, that's just horrible.
You know what, though? There is a market for, there's an aftermarket
it's
for
almost,
old eggs.
Yeah. They've expired.
You know what, though? Even though they've expired, you might be able to get a few.
Yes.
Right.
It's like when they're on the market, they have a very short shelf life.
That's right.
You know? To get the. It's sort of like losing your virginity after about a certain age.
Speaking of eggs, happy Easter.
Exactly.
We had the grandkids over today.
Yes.
And there was a lot of egg dropping from butts.
Yes. Well, because the kids love
the kids are at the toilet humor stage, and we have this rule: anything in the house stays in the house, and they can, you know, they can do poop jokes, and
right.
we can, you know, do butt jokes,
right?
You know, fart jokes are like, oh, come on.
What jokes?
Fart jokes.
Fart. Yes, fart. Poop jokes, diarrhea jokes. Those are all in play yeah. at Grandma and Grandpa's house.
And it's kind of like Vegas.
Right.
What goes on in Vegas, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Vegas.
Happened in Grandma and Grandpa's house, yeah. stays at Grandma and Grandpa's right. house. And I know for a fact that both my brother and his wife have the conversation on the way home, like, okay, everyone, we're leaving Grandma and Grandpa's house now. Things can't be, what happens at Grandma and Grandpa's house stays yeah. at Grandma and Grandpa's
house. It's kind of like your inside voice and your outside voice. You
well,
know?
And I know that the kids, for only a short amount of time in their lives, does just even saying the word poop make you laugh?
Yes.
I mean, and then like when you get older, that makes you laugh again. But, and like, you know, and like, what's your favorite lake? You know?
Yes. Lake Titicaca.
Yeah. That's hysterical.
Well, mine, we were doing poop jokes. And, you know, cause, and I had, did a takeoff on, this would be a good comedy joke. I said, what's black and white and red all over? Well, in the old days, that was the answer was a newspaper.
Like, oh.
They don't have newspapers anymore, probably. No. But so then
your iPad.
So then I said, okay, what's brown and white and red all over? And then they go, what? I go, a poop paper. That stole the show, people.
Well, they were laughing, but I had no idea. I didn't get it initially. I'm like, poop paper. And then
instead
I got
of
it.
Newspaper.
A newspaper. Yeah. I got it. I got it. That was hysterical. Yeah. That was, I was like on the floor laughing. It was great. But you only have that short amount of time, you know, before then. I think the next iteration for them might be like YouTube kitty videos.
You think first toilet humor,
yeah.
then kitty cats.
Kitty cats.
Right.
Like they do the wildest and crazy thing. Like, yeah. Grandma and Grandpa, did you say kitty cat jump on the curtain and spin around really fast and then fall over? And it was so hysterical.
Well, they were into Taylor Swift yesterday.
Oh, very much so. You know, it was wild. And then, you know, the other thing too, what's so nice is that you can just allow, and I think this is great about, you know, choosing to be in the moment. You know, if we're going to pick a coaching moment out of this, mm-hmm. sometimes you just go, let's just have fun. What if right. you just said, and if you don't know how to be fun, you go, let's just be really goofy.
Yes.
And if you set the tone like, hey, no matter what you do, we're not judging.
Right.
You know, we're not getting upset about anything. We're not getting offended about anything. You know, I mean, you know, there were probably times we probably all crossed the line a little bit.
Well, Adam Carolla said, I like him a lot. And he's wise beyond his years, though. But he just said, look, it doesn't cost any money to have fun.
No.
You don't have to be wealthy.
Goofy.
You don't have to be this or that. It doesn't cost any money to have a good time, to be funny.
And I've been at people's homes where it's been a holiday or a special occasion, and the kids getting a little bit over the top, you know, mm-hmm. not just different kids. Mm-hmm. And I've seen parents just completely overreact mm-hmm. and like try to discipline at those moments. Mm-hmm. I'm like, dude, it's not consistent. Everybody's just having a good time.
Right.
And what would happen if just for a day or two, mm-hmm. people just allowed themselves to be completely goofy?
Yeah, I love
you know?
That word.
And
yeah.
then, you know, we all know, and kids know too, like, hey, I can't be goofy in a store. I can't be goofy here.
Right.
But today, I get to be just really goofy.
Right, right.
And it was so sweet because Lillian was all about, you know, putting on this big production. She wants to put on the Wizard of Oz on Halloween.
Yes, and she's 6 years old.
Yes, I mean she's casting it, and you know I asked her like, when am I going to get my script for my lines? She says, well, I'll talk to Dad about that. We'll figure it out. And she wanted to talk about the audience, and she mm-hmm. wanted to, like, I got it. We'll sell tickets. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, who are we selling tickets to? And I go, what are they going to buy?
She called it the musical. The musical.
And
there's going to be 6 songs in it.
Yeah, and Grandpa's the storyteller.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, well, this is interesting. Mm-hmm. So she is really farming this thing out.
Yeah.
And so she's giving herself enough time to do this, which is awesome.
Yes.
So
that would be something that you would have done when you were a kid.
Yeah.
Because you could do that. I could never, like, wait.
yes.
or something. But you yeah, could like. Not,
I yeah. guess it's a good thing. It's a I good don't
thing.
Know.
It's a good thing.
So I'm curious how my brother is going to negotiate this.
Yes.
Because we were like discussing venues, like should it be outside, should it be inside. And I said, well, it's mm-hmm. October, you know, end of October. I was going to say October 31st. I go, what if the weather's bad or if it's cold? And she goes, well, do we have enough room in the house? And I go, what about the garage? You know, and so it was just fun brainstorming, mm-hmm. you know. But I've been witness to people saying, we're not doing that, you know.
Right.
I'm like, well, I don't know if this is going to happen either.
Right.
But for the time, it
It's fun to talk about. It's fun to dream about.
And it was gave us something literally to talk about.
Right.
Just to hang out and talk.
Yeah.
It was wonderful. You know, it was wonderful.
Sweet.
So I heard you mention something, and I didn't know what the word was. Did you mention, what were you talking about, like gaffers or something like that?
Oh, I said that this was the week of gaffs.
Oh.
G-A-F-F-E-S.
Because a gaffer, isn't that like a play type?
Oh, you mean gopher. Like gopher stuff.
Oh, gopher. Okay.
In a play or a movie.
Oh, no. Oh, so you said gaff. Gaff. What does gaff mean?
Well, no. Gaffs are like blunders. You know, they're like unintentional blunders.
Okay.
And I was thinking that this week we saw the United...
Mm-hmm.
The United gaff.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And then we saw the Pepsi.
Yeah.
The Kendall Jenner Pepsi commercial that was literally just pulled in like not even 24 hours.
It right.
was out there.
And
boom.
Yeah. No one can see it.
Yeah. And then, of course, the Sean Spicer. And you and I happened to be watching that press conference.
Oh, yes.
When it happened.
Yes.
And you want to talk about mic drop?
Yeah.
Jaw drop?
Like, the room went silent.
Then
I was like,
you
oh,
and I looked
no.
at each other, and we went, oh, my God, stop talking.
Just stop talking.
Just don't say anymore.
Yeah.
Don't say anymore.
I just felt so bad for him.
I know. And I don't like the guy.
No.
In general, I don't like him. I love Melissa McCarthy playing him.
Yeah, that's hysterical.
But I just, and yet at that moment, I felt
he was talking on the fly.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. He comes, he sees these people every day. And so they probably have an interesting relationship. And honestly, what is it about this administration that, I mean, I don't remember having to see every one of Barack Obama's
press conferences. No.
I mean, with his, I don't remember his name. Do you?
The press secretary? No.
This is the first time that I remember that in my lifetime that, oh my gosh, I'm actually conscious of this man, you know, and I'm actually watching it.
Right.
I mean, he probably is viewed by more people.
Oh, I know.
Than anybody right now.
Right.
And so I have a slight compassion because I'm sure he just did not think this was going to be the way it was going to be, you know?
Yeah. And then so he made the gaffe of
well, what gaffe is that, Mom?
Well, he said, you know, he was talking about bombing Syria.
Yeah.
And Assad.
Gassing.
Yeah. And he said, this guy is so terrible. Not even Hitler gassed people something like that.
Well, it was so funny because
we looked at each other. We went,
well, here he
and they showed pictures of the. They had a picture of the audience at that moment,
like,
and everybody's like eyebrows went like, what? What are you saying?
Yep.
And then he was like trying to backpedal and
reporter's like getting out. You mean this? And it was interesting because we did hear it. And then I heard it again because I thought I misheard it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, initially it was just biological weapons or chemical weapons. Well, you know, we didn't use chemical weapons during World War II, and not even Hitler used chemical weapons during World War II.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, first off, I told Mom right then, you know, no one should compare anybody to Hitler.
Right. Never do
that. Yeah, and never use comparisons at all because they never work.
No.
Because somebody can somewhere go, you know, hey, you know, like, you know, maybe 5 years ago, you could compare comedian great and go, oh, he's so good, just like Bill Cosby good.
Right.
But now it's like,
yeah,
you can't go there now.
Can't go there.
You know?
No.
You just can't do it. So take away comparisons. They just don't work anymore. You know? But, and so, you know, we're like, okay, well, what do you call the gas chambers?
He called them Holocaust centers.
Yes. I mean, just.
That's kind of like a. The after-school centers, you know?
Yeah. Like, oh, gosh. It just was horrible.
Yeah.
And I just felt bad for him because I knew he just...
He just
misspoke.
Yeah.
And also, I knew
he said something. And then he kept going deeper and digging deeper.
But when I heard it again, I could hear that he was trying. He goes, you know what I meant? I apologize. And then, so then it just took a life of its own. And that's what I feel even more sorry about.
Yeah.
Is that now it has a life of its own.
Yeah.
And we want to talk about it because.
Now it's a meme.
Well, and I think that these things that take on a life of their own, I think they prevent people from really stretching because you like, I don't want something bad to happen to me like that. Like, you know, so you want to stop yourself from doing anything.
It forces you to, whereas when we saw it, you know, we felt, we kind of cringed. We went, oh, so awkward. And then you know what it's like to, like, I can remember going to a funeral of one of my, this was a long time ago. And they came up to me and said, oh, Chrissy, you know, thank you for coming. And I said, I wouldn't have missed this for the world. Like,
what was that?
Like it was a great big gala.
I know.
Or party or something.
I know.
And as soon as I said it, I was like, I didn't want to say that.
I can tell you at least 10 things I've done in my lifetime that made me feel that way. And that's why I always cut people slack when they say stuff. I'm like, it just happens.
Yeah.
And luckily for me, I'm not being broadcast on 24-hour news channels.
Yeah, exactly.
And so forth. But it was very interesting. So that I'm going to start using that word gaffe, though.
Yeah.
This unintentional blunder.
Unintentional blunder.
Social blunder, you know?
And
I'm in a gaffe.
And then it keeps just, like you said, now.
Can you make it like an adjective
evolving.
Or like a verb? I'm gaffing. Oh, I'm gaffing. Well, stop gaffing.
I do have some Imodium for that.
Oh, do you? Thank you. I kind of dry out that gaff.
Well, in addition to the Sean Spicer gaff, there was the, we're going to go back to, I think the first gaffe was the Pepsi commercial.
Right, okay.
That Kendall Jenner was on in. And you and I happened to see it again. But I think we saw it on E! Entertainment.
Yes.
Yeah, so we didn't actually see it.
No.
But by that time that we had seen it, it had already been pulled.
Right.
There was such an outrage over the fact that there were protesters and then police.
Yeah.
And Kendall Jenner pulls off her wig. She's doing some commercial. And she grabs a can of Pepsi and gives it to a police officer and solves the tension.
Right.
Solves the tension of, well, I didn't even know what the tension was, really. But that's because I don't know. I'm a little seasoned.
Right.
I'm like, you think that's tension?
Yeah. Well, four dead in Ohio or whatever, Denver,
exactly.
In Ohio. I know.
So that one was, you know, I think SNL did a skit on the director.
Right.
And getting feedback while he's doing the commercial. And they're going, no, you don't want to do that. No, I think it's a great idea.
It is great. Yeah. Oh, that was so funny. That was just such a great commercial. I mean, Saturday Night Live bit.
Yeah.
Just saying, like, oh, this is a great idea. Let me call my sister and tell her what's going on.
Yeah.
And she'll be so happy for me.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? You know, don't do this.
Don't do that. It's not, you know, you're gonna get to all those protesters and you're gonna get the police upset, you know. And,
exactly.
And like even Greg, I think it was Greg was saying, like, the police nowadays, you know, in the old days, they used to wear a little blue suit and carry a billy club, you know. And now police are, like, armed to the hilt, you know, and they're built like Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know, and all that stuff. So it's like a whole different thing, you know, nowadays. And then my third gaffe was the United by the Friendly Skies of United and the poor guy that was having a hard time, refused to get off the plane and be bumped, you know.
Right.
And we saw, everybody has seen the images of him being dragged down the aisle. After all of that, do you know what my first reaction was?
Oh, I do. Well, it was so funny because your first reaction was, is that how narrow plane aisles are? I refuse to do that.
I am taking a ship.
Exactly.
Wherever I go.
Yes. And
it's always be me in the briny sea.
Yeah, exactly. This is BS, man.
Yeah,
this is BS.
I'm not doing this.
This is just not right.
That night, and then I go, Mom, snap out of it. It's about the guy getting dragged in the floor.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And then after I sat with it, I said to you, I go, I would have hoped. I go, I'm no angel, but I would have hoped that I could have offered my seat for that guy.
It sounded like he was a guy that had just had hit his limit.
Yeah.
But however, he is, I was listening to Adam Carolla, and I don't know if this is true or not,
what?
But he was talking about how horrible this guy is in his personal life.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like he.
So what?
Well, exactly. I mean, like, yeah, exactly. For sure.
I mean, but, you know, abuse is abuse. But.
No, it is. Except that you wonder, I mean, like, you have to be prepared for it to all come out if you're going to do this.
Yeah.
Because he had a lawyer right off the bat, you know?
Did he really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, it's there. It's coming. And then I talked to you about it because I thought, I would have given the seat to my guy as well.
Yeah.
And then I thought, but then I wonder if I would have felt bad, like, afterwards, like, wait a minute. If he would have gotten beat up, he would have.
You did.
I would have stopped him from making, like, maybe $1 million or $2.
You could make a couple of million. You're like, I don't want to prevent you, sir, from
taking your millions.
Yeah.
And like, wait a minute. Maybe I want to cause a scuffle.
Take me instead.
You know.
Everybody's like, no, I want to lose a couple of front teeth.
Yeah, I don't know. These are the things that you just hope you never have to deal with in your lifetime. Yeah. I guess, because there's such weird consequences for it all.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And what were you going to say, though? I'm just a little curious about his personal life, the guy.
Well, I don't want to talk about it too much because I don't want to repeat if it's not true.
Oh, okay.
That
would stop us.
Yeah, exactly. You know, well, just that his background is not that great, you know, that he's, you know, just like he's a doctor, right, or something like that.
I think so.
I mean, just I don't know, but I don't want to say anything more than that because
okay.
I really don't. I really
mouth
don't.
Mouth it to me.
No, I'm not going to mouth it to you.
Oh, you did that?
Yeah, that's what
OMG.
I know, isn't it amazing? Yeah,
oh my God.
I know.
Yeah.
You know.
No, he's still worth a couple million. He'll still.
Well, when you see the video, and I remember
his jaw's broken. He's lost some teeth.
I don't think that's true anymore.
Oh, it's not?
From what I'm hearing
he's
now.
He's in Chicago.
I don't think his jaw got broken. He did lose some teeth, though.
Mm-hmm.
But, and it looked violent.
Yeah.
And I don't know why somebody else didn't. And also, too, here's the thing. When I was on Southwest and they needed space.
Did you get bumped?
I got bumped. Well, they asked for volunteers, mm-hmm. but they gave you credit. They gave you like $600 in travel vouchers.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, there's another plane leaving in about an hour. Mm-hmm. Or 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to Vegas. I'm like, I'll just wait a couple more hours.
Sure.
And they got me on the next flight, and I got $600 in vouchers, mm-hmm. which my dad used to go to San Diego to see his brother, or mm-hmm. Sacramento to see his brother. And mm-hmm. I'm like, hey, a win-win. So, I mean, why didn't they just keep mm-hmm. upping the till, you know?
Exactly.
I mean, hey, we need to bump 4 people. Either going to volunteer or...
They could have offered them $1 million and still come out ahead.
Right.
When you think about this whole fiasco, I mean, didn't they lose like $250 million in stock in one day? And,
right. Right, yeah. Exactly.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah, they did. And then it went back up. You know, mm-hmm. I can't even go there with stocks.
No.
I mean, it's so ridiculous, the stock market.
It is ridiculous.
When Tesla stock is worth more than Ford stock, when they don't even pull out 50,000 cars, but they're projected for the future to be, I'm like, really?
Yeah, well, that's kind of
how about if Ford
doubled
just...
Amazon was like that. You know, they came out and like, yeah, you can buy our stock, but we're not projected to make any profit at all for like 8 years.
Yeah. And
oh, that's
like,
a good stock.
Yeah. Oops. I guess you're right. But then I guess stock prices really, there is just
I'll tell you what, the millennials love the word, maybe the man, Tesla.
Yes.
The millennials love it.
They love him.
Yeah.
They for sure do.
Yeah. He's their Stephen Hawking.
Right. Exactly.
Although he's dead.
Yeah.
Not Stephen Hawking. Tesla.
No.
What?
Do you know who is Tesla?
No.
Tesla's the company, but do you know who is the car brand, right?
Right.
But who's the big guy?
Tesla.
Elon Musk is the big guy,
of Tesla?
Yeah.
Oh, but but Tesla really existed, though.
Right. Well, I know Tesla really existed.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
They're not in love with Tesla. I mean, they are, but
that's they're in love with Elon Musk.
Yeah. I think that's what his last name is.
Who is he?
He's the CEO of Tesla.
But why am I supposed to, like, go, oh, Elon Musk?
Oh, because he's, like, supposedly this huge genius that's creating these fast electric cars and fast electric
semis.
Oh,
he's a genius for the millennials.
He's our Stephen Hawking's, and he's, like, my great aunt's Einstein.
Gotcha, gotcha.
Or my great aunt Einstein.
If Hawking and Einstein had a baby, it would be Elon Musk.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I am saying Musk, but I don't know if that's his last name for sure.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
So
that's how it goes
down.
Gotcha. So, yeah. And then, so, you know, kind of interesting.
So that's my triad of gaffes. Yeah. I have just one quick note to say. I think that this is Japan. This is about Japan. I know that we're having some issues with North Korea and Japan. But one of our people that we follow went to Japan. And he said that in Japan, the bathrooms are so awesome. Like he said, you can go in there. Dirty, man. You can go in there really dirty, and you will come out steam clean. You are amazing. They love their bathrooms.
I believe that.
They love their toilets. And he said, like, of course, he goes, the difference is when the Japanese come over to America, they're like, oh, my God, American bathrooms. They're afraid they're going to get STDs, and God only knows what they're going
to
get.
Well, you know what? I agree with that. I have never been to Japan. I'm just guessing since I think they're the first ones that came up with all those fancy toilets.
Yes.
That's pretty important to them.
It's very important.
You know, I mean, some cultures, you know, literally they're still, they're just used to going to the bathroom, like, with a hole in the ground.
Yes.
And, I mean, like, that's just...
You know, that's cool.
It's the way it's done, and it's actually better for you, right? Yeah. I mean, you know, gravity-wise, to get down like that. But, you know.
They just can't get back up.
Yeah.
You got to hire somebody to pull you back up.
But, like, you know, we've been taught, and I don't do this, but, you know, people who straddle toilets. Like, yeah, straddle your toilet seat. Never sit in a toilet seat.
Yeah.
I'm like, that just, I have gone into a bathroom where the person ahead of me has straddled a toilet seat.
And it did not work.
Well, yeah, they just. Peed out of the toilet seat.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? If you're going to do that, then you...
You better think about the person for that. You know how, like, when in the old days, you have to go ahead video stores?
Yeah.
And they used to have this little label on every video. It said, be kind.
Rewind. Yes.
And so you used to say, like, if you straddle...
if you hover, bring a scrubber. Something like that.
If you hover, that's right. That's right. I'm trying to think of something that rhymes with
straddle.
Straddle. Don't get it. Don't skedaddle. Skedaddle.
Yeah. Don't dabble.
Yeah. Before you clean. He also said that they are fascinated by. He brought his kids along, and he's a blonde, and his kids are all little blonde children, and. They just they're dying to take pictures with anybody blonde.
Oh, hello! That's awesome.
They find it like, oh, blonde haired child.
I believe that. Yeah. I think it's probably really true.
Yeah,
you know, because I think they have mostly dark hair. You know,
I think you're right.
Very, very, very interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Yeah. Well, you know, the bathroom issue is very odd because we all have to use it. You know, and it would be lovely to spend a little more time making the bathroom prettify because we know when you have to flip a house.
Yeah,
there's two things that are important.
That's right.
You know, the
number
kitchen
one and number two.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
The kitchen and the master bath.
That's right.
Those two things make a house sell.
That's right.
So
and always the bath has to be, quote unquote, spa-like.
Yeah, and if anybody who works...
What are those? Not those Turkish baths.
No, not that kind of spa. More like resort.
Spa.
Five-star resort. Yeah. I'm just going to say something right now. So if you're out there and you're a manager of a hotel or a motel and you're thinking about remodeling it, do not go with barn door, those really barn doors for your bathroom.
Yeah.
They just do not... And they're made out of glass sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They may look pretty.
Yeah.
They just don't give you the privacy you need.
No.
Yeah, you know, I don't care if you're, you know, you've been married for a long time or dating somebody.
Right.
I mean, think of the variety of people you're going to get into that room.
Yes.
You know, some will be married forever.
Yeah.
But sometimes you just want a little privacy.
And sometimes the people are there for a conference and they're sharing.
They're just not. Yeah, they're not soundproof.
Yeah.
And you're sitting
there, you know, laying on your bed, watching a comedy special, eating a burger, and you're hearing...
Or anything. Plop, plop, whatever. Or sometimes...
In Norm's case, Normano,
yeah, but you're, sometimes
you'd
you're
be,
just
like, grunting.
Sometimes you just happen to be... You know, your digestive tract doesn't usually work as well.
When you're traveling.
No, it doesn't. And so I think that, it is wrong to not think of the bathroom as a separate room.
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, I know businesses who, if I'm not mistaken, I thought like back in the day, Walmart, when they had big conferences, like their managers had to share rooms. Like there was like when they came to a conference, you guys had to share a room. Mm-hmm. It's like, really? I will buy my own room. I would have. But so I think, I mean, can you imagine if you had to share a room with a stranger and hey, by the way, the next 2 days, we're going to share this bathroom.
Yeah.
And it's basically without a door.
Yeah.
The door is just for show. Because look at the pretty farm door, the barn door that slides
and also
over.
And like you've got to get dressed in there.
Yeah.
And, you know, and like you said, everything is just, it's barely silhouetted.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Barely
okay,
silhouetted.
So this is future hotel. I doubt the motel situation.
I was just thinking that funny.
Yeah, but I think it's mostly a hotel situation.
So are you ready for a little Elliot's Corner?
Well, I was, but I was going to talk about...
Oh, sure.
I just want to talk about Kevin Hart real quick.
Oh, please. Okay.
That because we had a storm, you know, and so our TV went out. So we were watching Netflix because for whatever reason, the Netflix and the TV is not... does not need the satellite.
Right, because Netflix comes from, I think, our internet, where the satellite comes from our satellite dish.
Oh,
and we have storms.
So that's why. Mm-hmm. So I went to Netflix, and I turned on, I was like, maybe I'll have some comedy or whatever. And so there was this Kevin Hart special called What Now, you know?
Yeah.
And, for you know, Dave Chappelle talks about Kevin Hart like, you know, like he doesn't understand how he can be so huge, and of course he's like a movie star now, and he and The Rock and all this. So I was curious to see what his, especially since it's about comedy,
right?
I'm curious to see what his special was like. And it was interesting because the first 10 minutes of this hour, maybe more actually, maybe 12 to 14 minutes, was like a movie. And it was very James Bond, like the you know how in James Bond, the always offers to a song, and
right.
and there's always people floating in water,
right.
and the guns opens to that end. And then there's the girl, and it was Halle Berry that played the you know, Money Penny or whatever.
Yeah.
And he comes in, and his name is Hart, Kevin Hart, and he's going to this casino and all this big huge thing. It's like 14 minutes long, and Norm goes, is this a movie?
Yeah.
Or we thought this was a comedy special, and my thought was, oh my god, he doesn't have enough material for an hour bit.
Yeah.
And it was in Philadelphia. He filled the stadium up.
Oh wow. Okay.
So you could imagine this crowd.
Was the movie being shown in the stadium as well?
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
It was being shown in the stadium, and so it was this long or you know, he's and so he wins like $5 million in the casino, and he's trying to get out. He and Halle Berry, and then they get him, and there's this big shootout, and he has to escape, and Halle Berry kicks butt, and he kicks butt, and he goes down into the tunnels, and he's all full of blood because he's killed people who he has deemed bleeders. They've sprayed all over him. And so he changes clothes, and he runs out, you know, she kisses him goodbye, and he runs out onto the stage. And that's like 15 minutes. I'm like,
my gosh.
I'm going, Norm, I bet he doesn't have enough material. But the audience went crazy for this guy.
Okay, yeah.
And so I'm like, at this point, I'm kind of expecting something, you know.
Yeah.
And he proceeds to go, hello, Philadelphia, you know. I want to tell you about raccoons. I hate raccoons. I'm like, oh, I have no idea where this is going. But the big, huge screen, and there's several all over the stadium, that played the movie. I can't tell you if the movie was at the back end too, if they were like bookends, you know,
right?
Because I did not stay for that long. But the screen, he started talking about this raccoon that had come to his window, his patio window, and the fact that and so in the back of the screen it shows what we're assuming is his house.
Right.
And he said, you know, I have a long driveway. He goes, but I decided not to put lights on my driveway because it's just a driveway. You don't need lights. And so the house shows like black driveway, long black driveway. So he's talking, he's doing his routine, and the screen on the behind him, this huge.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Is mimicking what he's saying.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I'd never seen it done before.
No.
So he's talking about this raccoon. There's little eyes, little red eyes.
My gosh.
You know, standing. And he said that this raccoon stood up and looked in the window, you know, and then looked at him and kind of pretended to pull a trigger.
Right.
Oh. Like, and then grabbed his, grabbed his crotchal area. Oh. You know, it was kind of funny, but the audience was like crazy. They must have been drunk. But Dad and I looked at each other. Dad and I looked at each other and went, this is not that funny.
Yeah.
The only thing that was different was this big production in back of him that was corresponding to his you know, monologue. And Norma look at each other and we're going like, this is so heavily produced because there may not be that much material or it may not be that good. So they've got all this, like, you know, smoke and mirrors and a big thing. And Norm started falling asleep within the first, like, 10 minutes.
Oh, interesting.
And I just went, I don't care if it's storming out. I will watch the test pattern.
Because this is that horrible.
It was that bad.
Well, I think
it was that bad.
And you
so
go,
that's
the audience
my
is loving
Sherpa
it.
Hat.
Yeah. Well, and I think, too, because you had to be in the right mood. I mean, here's a big group of people. They've been probably drinking a little bit.
That's what I said.
But they're there to have a good time.
Right.
And I, you know, I remember going to rock concerts when I was younger. And, you know, you're in the back. You're in this, you know, you're in standing room only or whatever outside. It's hot. You know, the you might be seeing four rock bands that day. And they all go, hello, Alpine Valley. And everybody goes, you know, and I remember watching Scorpion had played. Oh my gosh, remember Scorpion? And you couldn't understand one word he said, but he'd be like, Alpine Valley, in a very German accent. I think they were Germans. And it's just so I know the crowd itself has to be the one that drives the laughing.
Yes.
And that internal experience.
Yes.
And then if they went back and going, wait a minute, this wasn't that funny. And, you know, we
so all you got to do is go, hello, Alpine Valley.
Hello, Alpine Valley.
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia rocks.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Philadelphia freedom. We fill up the
stadium. I mean, let's look at
stadium.
Yeah, but if you are Jordan Carmichael and you come out and you get the audience very quiet.
Yeah, and everything's in the face.
And really slow and quiet.
Yeah.
You better be good.
Yeah.
You know?
You better be good.
You better have some point of view, some kind of point of view.
Christine Marie comes out and she's like, if you see somebody in $250 shoes, you got to ask them, who hurt you? Who hurt you? Speaking of Scorpion, you mentioned Scorpion. I just wanted to tell you that.
I mentioned Scorpion?
You did. Wasn't that the band you said?
Oh, yes. Okay, good.
No,
okay.
But I just wanted to say to you that I heard that one of the few things that happened with United, besides the dragging through the aisle, is that a scorpion fell out of one of the luggage racks onto a passenger and bit him.
Oh,
the
no.
Neck. Yeah.
Did they have to go land someplace and give him?
I don't know about that, but that was a smaller gaffe than the dragging the guy down the aisle.
Oh, my gosh.
They're like, not a good week.
Not a good week.
Yeah.
Well, I do hope, like I said, if they would have just kept upping the ante for people like, okay, we're giving you $1,000 now. And if somebody doesn't take $1,000 to get off this plane, we're going and travel vouchers.
Yeah, yeah. Instead of having security on the plane, they've got a an auctioneer.
Yeah.
Hey, but hey, $1,000. That's good. That's good. And let's go $2,000. Okay, I got you. Over here we got $2,000. $2,500.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Like, okay. How about for the next five times you fly with us, you get first class service. Not and you're like, I'm taking that, baby. I mean, that's all they had to do.
Yeah,
there would have been a time when a person would have gone, yes,
yeah,
I'm going to take
it. Yeah, instead of calling it United, you'd call it Auction Airlines.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, because not everybody on that plane had to be on that plane,
right?
But
yeah,
I mean, they're going to have to start talking about people overbooking. But for the most part, I bet number wise, this you know, we won't ever see what the, we won't hear what this really took, how much he really gets.
No, they'll obviously want to do that quickly and yeah. get it done.
Get her done. And that family will be able to vacation quite well.
Yeah, and they'll never, as long as you never use United.
Or be like this. I want unlimited United airplane tickets for my family.
Yeah, that's true.
And $1 million. Like, well, you know, we can do that.
Yeah. Hey, I'm ready for Ellie's Corner now.
All right. I once had a dog, or should I say, he once had me. Welcome to Elliot's Corner. Well, here we are at Elliot's Corner with literally 1 minute left of the show.
Wait, what?
Exactly.
Wait, what?
So, I just want to say, Elliot says, Happy Easter to everybody.
No, he told me, Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. We had him with his little bunny ears on.
Yeah.
He's a good boy.
We love him. And he just got trimmed. And whenever our 85-year-old dog.
Literally.
And I
love
86
her.
Now.
Yeah.
Dog trimmer does him. We think she makes his ears look like a nurse. And we don't know why. But
right, he looks like a nurse, like a nurse from the 50s.
Yeah, that's what we think. And we have no idea where it comes from, but we all know in this family that he looks like a nurse.
Yes.
And so for like the first week or two, he'll come up and lick me, and we go, nurse, he's losing his patience. Is that what we want to talk about with Elliot's Corner?
I want to talk about, you know, real quick, because we're really down the show at this moment.
Okay, all right.
But that we, you know, as you're having a party, because it was great, because Greg's wife was like, let's bring Elliot out, because we don't usually have him out, because the girls are just not
too young
still. And I don't like holding Elliot continuously. It's a drag for everybody.
Yeah. And he just Norm always says he will hold him.
And he doesn't.
But he always loses
him. And then also,
him.
he's always pulling, and because he wants to be involved. And so Rebecca's like, yeah, let's just do it. Let's just let him free. And the kids chilled out for a little while. And Elliot, it was a great hour. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the kids started wanting to get a little more active because the kids would just want to, you know, be on, hold on to one of us, you know, because they didn't want to be on the ground with the dog or whatever. And I could just tell that Elliot started to get a little bit like, hey, I need to laugh. I need some moving targets here. I need to run. I need to have some fun. And
I like
said,
these little people.
I just like watching the room. I'm like, okay. Elliot needs to go into back into his crate right now in the other room. And he did. He was not happy.
No.
But he did.
He's a good boy.
So I think there's times when you can keep reading the room. Keep reading the room.
He knows two words now because he has a little doggy gazebo out in the front of the house. And he also has his crate inside the house. So depending on how bad he is, we'll go gazebo time.
Yes.
And he's like, oh, gazebo, I get to go out.
Yes.
But if it's raining or something, it's like crate time.
Now here's the thing, if I tell him to go into his crate, crate time now, he does not go.
No.
I have to literally say it as crate time.
Oh, crate time.
Crate time.
And you have to open the fridge and get his little piece of cheese.
And it's so
then
funny.
He'll go.
Yeah, but no matter what he's doing, he immediately stops when I say it in that kind of tone.
Right.
But so I've
heard dad go crate time. He goes, crate time, get in there.
I don't know what that means.
What's that kind of crate time?
Yeah. Julie does it like this. Crate time. Crate time, Elliot. Crate time. So it does matter your tone, doesn't it?
It does matter.
So there's your coaching.
It does matter, Julie Marie, how you talk to me.
Yes.
It matters.
So I just want to say thank you.
Happy Easter, Mama.
Yeah, happy Easter.
Happy Easter, bitch.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's really.
Biatch.
Exactly. Happy Easter, everyone. Thank you for listening to us tonight or during the week on our podcast.
I want to say hi to, shout out to Gregorio, my brother, my son. He's an awesome dad.
And we love him lots. And go to consciouscommunity.com. ConsciousCommunity.com. And hey, how was the show today, Mom?
It was great.
It was great.
Oh, wait. It was great.
It was great.
It was great. It was great. It was great. It was great. It was great. It was great.